sitting here reading about Chuck Schumer ready to ram through another spending spree on your dime or somebody's dime because it can't even be my dime anymore. I'm out of dimes. You're out of dimes. America's out of dimes. America's broke. Would you buy a U.S. savings bond today? It would be like investing in a bankrupt company where they continue to spend. Chuck Schumer wants to spend $3 trillion more dollars, and he thinks he can ram it through without a Republican, once again trying to strong-arm the parliamentarian and say, hey, we can do this through reconciliation. We can do it all through reconciliation. It's outrageous. Grover Norquist here, Americans for Tax Reform president. And here we come with the mileage tax as well, something else I've been talking about for years on this program, putting a little module in your vehicle and taxing you for the amount of driving you do. Grover, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Here's my concern about the mileage tax module, which they have in some states already. They put this little module in your car that tells you how many miles you drove. Then comes the day when they say, well, Mr. Grover, you've gone to the grocery store twice this week. You've driven too much. You cannot drive anymore this month, but there's 10 days to go. Too bad. You violated our protocols of the Green New Deal, and you can't drive. I mean, that's the future I foresee, Grover. It's not just taxing us. It's telling us what we're allowed to do and not do, right or wrong.
Well, when they cut the water flow in your shower, when they want to control how much water and heat you can use to wash clothes or wash dishes, why would one think that they wouldn't take advantage of this new little spy cam in your life and use it to help you to live a better and more woke life? Now, they changed their mind about these things back and forth as to whether things are good or bad for you. But when they've decided what's good for you, they kind of want to enforce it.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about the water flow and the use of water. Maybe that makes sense in Las Vegas. Maybe it makes sense in Los Angeles. I can tell you where that does not make any sense whatsoever, and that's in Michigan where I live. The one thing we have a lot of, is water everywhere you look. Minnesota's the same. I mean, there are certain places, and that's why many of these things, if you want to control water because you don't want the river to go dry, talk to the folks in the desert Southwest, but don't come to the northern states. You see, this one size fits all from government never fits properly, does it?
No, but it's easier for the bureaucrats to have one rule. So you're kind of forgetting who this is for. And to have lots of different rules, well, then you might as well have 50 states making different decisions or 330 million people making their own decisions. And that would really be chaos.
Yeah, that'd be called freedom. Yeah, we all make our own decisions.
What if everybody decided what religion to be and what kind of shirts to wear and how big their car should be?
How dare they?
How in the world would we get control over that?
Right. Well, there's one way. They'll fast track it with a thing called a vaccine passport on your phone so they can dictate everything that you do and get as much data as possible about everything. You can't travel. You can't go to the grocery store. By the way, we're going to sync that up with your PayPal account. We're going to sync that up with, you know, how you travel, all of it, all of the information possible. Sounds very Orwellian, but it's close, isn't it?
You could do fines and fees a lot easier if they just took it out of PayPal. You didn't have to write a letter into the city. This really is
Would you stop giving
crazy.
Them ideas? Stop giving them ideas about, you know, give them direct access to your account. Well, you got docked this and you got docked that. I mean, it would just happen, right?
Absolutely. And, I mean, during World War II, they regulated how much gasoline you could use. There was no shortage of gasoline. It was rubber tires they were worried about. So instead of saying to people, you know, we have a shortage of rubber for tires, so keep an eye on your tires, they came up with that gasoline regulation, which wasn't the point, but they didn't want to tell us the truth about what they were concerned about. And government does that again. We've been through that with Fauci, who, you know, told us not to wear masks, but then you're supposed to wear masks, and then it's supposed to be 3 feet, but they just, out of nowhere, made up no science, and did 6 feet. Because when you're trying to social engineer and tell people what to do, if you tell them the truth, they'll make up their own mind about what makes sense. When do you wear a mask? Outside in a fishing boat? No. No, they don't have different rules for that. But you know, they were banning going out in a boat in the middle of a lake. That does what?
Right, which is
fun. It's fun. They didn't want you to do it.
These are the dumbest things possible. And what's baffling to me, Grover, is how many people are like, okay, we'll just go right along with it. Well, government says it's true. So it's got to be true. Okay, don't ask any questions. The government wouldn't lie. Government tell me, put your mask on, go out. Come on. You're outside. You don't need a mask. Exercising with a mask on is right under the headline in big and bold, stupid. Come on. You're outside. It's a nice day. Get the mask off. Breathe some fresh air. Fresh air. I mean, I've seen how these masks get treated in and out of your pocket, in and out of the purse, in and out of the car, off the floorboard of the car. Oh, there it is. Dust it off. Oh, I got to have a mask on to go in, so I'm going to put this filthy thing on my face so I'm legal. It's outrageous.
This new effort to raise more taxes, quote unquote, for roads, it'd be funny, except it's tiresome. They've been raising taxes across the 50 states for roads for years now.
Yes.
And they've diverted it off to New York City pensions for people who work in the metro. They give it to other states. Certainly, the $800 billion stimulus package, you remember from Obama, that was going to be shovel-ready roads. And the Democrats voted down speeding up the approval, the environmental approval for, you know, widening a lane, because you have to count and see whether the caribou can cross a three-lane highway instead of a two-lane highway.
Right.
In Alabama, and they've been promising roads because they know people want them. They don't build roads because the elites don't like roads. They don't want a bunch of, you know, peasants wandering around on the roads. You don't know where they are. You don't know what they're doing. They like them to ride in subways. They like them to ride in buses under some sort of supervision so you can tell what they're doing. You let somebody own a car, they can be anywhere. They can be doing all sorts of things that are not in the plan about how we should live. They like people living in high tower. You go to Eastern Europe, right? There's nothing, and there's a train or a subway that takes you to this towering inferno, this huge, tall skyscraper, and they put all the people there. And so you've got them on, you know where they are. They're not wandering around. It's the search for control that I don't understand it. I've never wanted to run other people's lives for them. But some people do, and they tend to go into government. And
how close are we? I mean, we got about 30 seconds. How close are we to having these little modules put into our cars to tax us for every mile we drive, at the state level or the federal level?
It's going to take a while. I think we can beat it because only 1% of cars are electric, so they're not losing revenue for not having taxes on gasoline. But they want this. They want this, and they've been telegraphing it's coming.
And I really appreciate, Grover, you pointing out to us the concern over the caribou migrations in Alabama, because that's an important consideration for the building of highways, and I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. Say that again?
Precautionary principle. You don't know. You got checks.
Well, absolutely. The caribou could suddenly rush to Alabama. Grover, you made me chuckle. I greatly appreciate that, my friend. Have a good day.
You too.
The caribou migration in Alabama. You got to plan ahead, folks. We'll be right back.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until wait. Don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so great.
Much fun. Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.